When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder and said toxic traits to toxic people. Today's episode is going to be about the narcissistic person's eye, when a narcissist's eyes goes black and things like that. The dark eyes of a narcissist sometimes was not. So this is, people always comment in my comment section like, what happens when a narcissist's eyes go dark? What is that about? What happens right there? I feel like they're a different person when their eyes go dark or whatever. It seems like they're not at home anymore. This is how my therapist explained it to me. I'm gonna tell you how my therapist explained it to me and what it could be, and then I'm going to tell you my own personal story about how I've experienced this one time in my life. So my therapist said, when your eyes go dark or whatever, it's kind of like you log out of your mind. It could be a psychotic break. Like if you feel like somebody in your life is like they're going crazy, they're going through narcissistic rage, but it feels different. It feels like they're a completely different person. It feels like they're no longer at home. Then they could be experiencing possibly a psychotic break. I know y'all are like, oh God, that's scary as hell. Yeah, it could be very, very scary. But psychotic breaks don't always end in people getting unalived, somebody's life getting taken. Sometimes psychotic breaks end, they go the way they go. They end with the person coming down and not having memory of what they've done. It's kind of like they've logged out. They don't have no idea what they've done. Their body was there, but their mind was gone. And one way, the reason my therapist said this could happen is because, like, you have ways of getting your needs met, your emotional, mental needs met. Like, and narcissistic people have, you know, more than one way of trying to get those needs met. I know most people do as well, but narcissists in particular. Like, you'll have the normal way of getting your needs met. But if the normal way doesn't work, you try the narcissistic way, the toxic way, the manipulative way. If that doesn't work, like you try, like it's two channels, right? It's two channels, the normal way and the toxic way, the narcissistic way. If the normal way doesn't work, you back up and you take the narcissistic road. If the narcissistic toxic road doesn't work, then something happens. Something has to give. It's like there's barriers or guardrails set up at the end of both of those roads. Like, so it gets blocked and then your mind just runs through those barriers. Your mind runs through those barriers like a damn, like a truck running off the side of a cliff or something like that. Literally. And when that happens, you log out. Like, you're no longer there. Like, your body is still there. Your body is going through the actions and things like that, but your mind is gone. So if you are on the other side of this, if you're on the receiving end of this psychotic break, extra crazy narcissistic rage, it can be serious hell. The person can be whistling and humming and, you know, just acting like they can be enjoying the peril. Whatever they're doing in that circumstance, in that situation, they could be absolutely enjoying the peril that they're putting you through, that they're experiencing and things like that, that you are experiencing. You know what I mean? It can just go that way as well. Like, they could be enjoying, like, they can be having fun seeing you in pain, making you scared and being fearful and things like that. And their eyes kind of look, the eyes could become big dilated and whatnot. And I used to didn't believe in it. So me personally, I didn't believe in this at first. When I see people comment in my comment section, I'm like, that's just something people make up. You know, there's no way narcissists' eyes go black. But then there's an experience in my real life. So that's the part, you know, it could be a psychotic break. When the narcissist, the needs getting met, when they feel like their needs have been met or they've instilled enough fear, or just they log back in. And sometimes they don't remember. They don't remember what they've done. They don't remember what they put you through. It could be, you know, a super manic high, manic explosion, whatever, or a psychotic break. You know what I mean? But if you're not bipolar, it could be a psychotic break, you know. And when they come down, from it. When they come to, when they come back to consciousness, so to speak, they might not remember what they've done. Now, so do some people lie and say, I don't remember what I did? Yeah, a lot of people will lie and say that, but some people genuinely don't remember. And it's kind of hard to tell the difference between the two. I just feel like either way, you gotta weigh your options. Boy, do you want to stay around this person who could have another break and not remember that they harmed you and keep doing it over and over again? Or you could dip out. You see what I'm saying? But in my own personal story, I didn't really believe in the dark eyes or the wide eyes of a narcissist, the dilated pupils, so to speak, of a narcissist or a toxic person, until in my real life, I was talking to my wife. Like, there was a picture, like a canvas picture that my wife had made of me and her. Like, we were like kissing or something like that, and she had it printed out, and it was on our wall, right? And it got somehow, it was like, The picture went missing. I was like, what the hell is that picture at? So I found it in my son's closet, in the back of the closet, and it was sliced up, right? The picture was sliced up like somebody had cut it up with a knife. I was like, damn, maybe my wife had left around that time and she had came back. So I was like, maybe she had got angry and cut it up and put it in the back of the closet because she wanted to remember whatever, you know, whatever happened that day. And I was going to throw it away, but I was just like, no, I'm just leaving it in there because that, you know, she'll throw it away when she's ready. So it said that picture had been in there for like damn near, like it had been in there for over a year. And I told my therapist about it. I was just like, I want to tell her to throw that picture away. I just feel like this hindrance in our relationship. She's like, just talk to her about it. Just talk to her about it. See if she's willing to throw it away and whatnot. She's like, don't give her demands. Just bring it up, you know, and see if she's willing to throw it away. See if she's at that point where she's willing to throw it away. And we were in bed one night and I told her, I was just like, hey, look, that picture that in the closet, like, when are you gonna throw that away? When do you think you'd be ready to throw that picture away? And she's like, what picture? I like, the picture that you sliced up and put in our son's closet. Like, why? Like, when are you gonna be ready to throw it away? And y'all, the look on her face, like, her eyes got wide and she looked at me and she was like, you cut that picture up. I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, you cut that picture up. Why would I cut a picture? I was like, why did I cut a picture up and put it in the closet? Because I didn't, I thought she had did it because I saw it in the closet. You know, she's like, my wife doesn't call me Lee. She calls me Damon. She calls me my first name. She's like, Damon, you cut that damn picture up. I can see she was getting animated. I'm like, baby, it's okay that you did it. I'm not even trying to gaslight her. Y'all. I really don't remember doing it. So I was just like, it's okay that you cut it up. I understand why you did it. It was not a good time. She's like, you did it. And she was like, I'm going to prove it. I'm like, how can you prove it? It's been in that closet forever. You know? I was like, we could just agree to disagree and we could just throw it away together. It could be a unifying moment for the both of us. And she was like, no, I'm not. She's like, no, I'm going to prove you wrong right now. So she scrolled back in her text messages to like 2018, y'all. And there was a conversation in that text messages where she was texting her aunt. She was like, I'm really scared right now. She's like, Damon's going through the house. He's super angry. He's like, his eyes don't look the same. Like, he's literally angry as hell. He's humming and whistling. He's going through, like, he just took a picture off the wall and cut it up and said, he's like, and F this marriage, F this life or whatever, that we don't, like, you don't, like, you don't deserve me. And he cut the picture up and he threw it into the closet. He like took it and threw it to the closet. Like, he threw that picture in the closet. It's text message proof. And then my wife's aunt had called the police because she was scared for it, honestly. You know, she was scared for it. It's like, he's running around with a knife, cutting pictures off the wall and humming and being crazy, and his eyes are, you know, wide or whatever. And she called the police. And this is the only part about that situation that I remember, is like, my wife opened the door and the police came in. That's literally the only thing I remember. I was just like, and my wife told me, she said to this day, when the police came in and you acted like you had been doing anything, she's like, that was scary as hell. She's like, because I told her, I was like, because I don't remember doing anything. It's like when the police came in the door, it's like I woke up. Like when the police came in the door, it's like I woke up. It's like a part of me took off running and hid within me. And I woke up. I was like, and I was just being sincere to the police. She's like, you just lied to them so good about how you wouldn't do anything. You was cracking jokes. I was like, because I don't remember doing it. I did not do that. You know, it's just like, because I had no recollection of doing it or cutting no picture up or humming and screaming and whatever. I had no recollection of doing that. So I was genuinely talking to the police because I did not know, you know. And when that just brought it to the moment, she's like, yeah, that's the only time I've been in the like 10 years. We had been together 6 or 7 years at that time, maybe longer. This was years back. This is last year I found this out. So we had been together. When I found out that I cut the picture up, it was 2022. So we had been together about 11 years by then. She's like, in the entire time we've been together, I've never been more scared. Like, that's the only time I've really been scared of you. Because, like, you were not you. She's like, I was kind of get you to calm down. I was talking to you, and you were just, like, screaming, and you were just whistling and humming. Your eyes would look different. Like, I knew you wasn't there. So that's why I started talking to my aunt, you know. And then the police showed up, and then you were just smiling with the police, joking with them and stuff like that, asking why they were there. And I was scared. I was even scared of her because, like, it seemed like you were somebody different. I was like, because I was. I had no idea, y'all. And I told my therapist that. When I told my therapist, I was like, you know what? I said, guess what, therapist? She's like, what happened? I was like, apparently I cut the picture up. She was like, what? I was like, yeah, apparently I cut the picture up. I was running around the house, humming and yelling and stuff like that. And I grabbed a knife and I was cutting up a canvas picture. You know, I put the knife down. I cut the canvas picture up or whatever, and I put it into the closet, and I did it. And she's like, you don't remember it? I'm like, no. It's like, that's why our last session, I was telling you that she did it. I wasn't lying to you. And she's like, huh. So that's why, you know, we did that. That story right there kind of led up to doing the new psyche eval that I took earlier this month, early in February. And then it came back, and she was just like, she was like reading the psyche eval results or whatever. And she was just like, I'm pretty sure what you experienced with that picture situation was like a psychotic break. And then she explained the needs not being met. And she's like, you probably don't remember because you were not, she's like, you were not there. You know, she's like, you were not there. Your body was there. You were present, but you were not there. And she's like, if you don't, and she was just telling me, she's like, she wasn't scared for me, but she was just saying, I was scared myself. I'm like, damn, I can do that. I can have psychotic breaks. I'm not a psychopath. She's like, you don't have to be a psychopath to have a psychotic break. She's like, when your anger reaches its threshold, like your mind protects itself by shutting down, and the narcissistic part of you takes over. And I was like, damn, you know, I was like, dang, that is wild. So now it just, I'm aware of it now that I have had at least one psychotic break. I'm just like, damn, I don't want to do that again. So I'm in more control of my emotions more now than ever. You know, I talk more. I communicate more. I get my emotions out on the table. I get my feelings out on the table. I communicate more so that doesn't happen again. Because I don't want that to happen again. Yeah, who wants to help black out and do some craziness like that? Not me. You know, I'm not trying to justify my actions by any. It was horrible. I'm not trying to justify my actions in any way, shape, or form. I'm just telling y'all that I really don't have a memory of that incident. You know what I mean? And so you might have a partner who's done the same thing where their eyes went black, they were raging out on you, and they don't remember what they did to you. But again, it doesn't make it okay that it happened. You know what I mean? And don't look at my situation, well, your wife forgave you. Yeah, I've been in therapy for 6 years. 6 years. And I genuinely don't remember that event. Your person in your life might conveniently be forgetting that event because they know that you can hold it against them. You know, I'm telling you about it because I don't know what was going on during the event. Only third party, my wife told me, you know what I mean? But I don't remember anything other than the police showing up. I don't remember anything before that. I was like, I don't know what the hell we were arguing about. She's like, I don't either. But it got to a point where you just, you're like, you know what? F this marriage. And then you just start skipping through the house, whistling, and grabbed a knife and start cutting up a picture. I was like, oh my goodness. You know? I'm not proud of that, y'all. Trust me, but it's just like it's helpful to know that what's going on inside of my mind because I'd rather know than not know. Nobody tell people if you experienced something like that, if you're watching this, if you experienced something like that, whether you were on the receiving end of it or you had the break, go get help. You know what I mean? Go get help. And like again, this is not me justifying my actions by any way, shape, or form. This is me just trying to show y'all that it can happen. I'm not saying that your partner has done this. You know what I mean? And just sometimes the people use a psychotic break or blacking out as an excuse. Some people who have experienced it say, I blacked out. You know, if they black out and beat your ass and they keep doing it, it's just convenient that they black out every time you try to hold them accountable. You know what I'm saying? I blacked out and just started swinging. If they can describe what they did to you, they remember it. They were there. They did not black out. But anyways, y'all, I hope this video brought you some clarity and brought you something. I hope you got something for this video. Thank y'all for tuning into this episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.